Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you're tucked in, because you are now in bed with Dr. Sue.
Hi, you guys. We're back. We're live. Oh, my God. I'm giving this another shot. I can't believe it. But I've missed live radio. I really have. This is way more fun for me. So much more fun than doing the podcast. Although, there are certain topics which I think require a podcast and certain topics which require the ability to call in live, this obviously being one of them. Here's the thing, though. When I sent out the information saying we were going back on Blog Talk, everyone went, oh, that's great. We've missed the show. And it's like, okay, you guys, the show has been going on for the past 2 years. We didn't go off the air and just fall over dead. We, you know, the podcast did carry on, even though it wasn't live on Blog Talk. So, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. So there's going to be both podcasts and live shows. So depending on the subject matter, it's going to depend on what we're going to be doing. And the best way for you to know what's going on is always to go to InBedWithDrSue.com. Because that's where we list all the shows. You can listen there. There's connections to iTunes if you want to go in that way. So, oh, good. Sir Beast just said he's hearing the voice of the good doc. Yay, that means everyone can hear me so far. Fingers crossed. Let's hope this keeps going. Because for those of you who don't know, the reason why I stopped doing Blog Talk was because the format was hideous and I kept getting kicked out of my own show and people couldn't hear me and it was just a mess. So that was why I kind of said forget it and just did straight up podcasting for a while. But I really missed it, so I'm glad to be back. Oh, hi to everybody in Vegas at the AVN Expo and the AVN Awards. Good luck to everybody out there. Hopefully everybody gets their awards. I know a lot of ladies are filming out there, so hopefully everyone is having a fantastic time. What else have we got here? Hello. It's only January the 19th, and we've lost an awful lot of amazing entertainers in the past 30 days, so I'm just thinking, like, it would be really nice if the Grim Reaper would take a freaking day off, because it's getting kind of depressing. That's just my own beef. I'm just getting sick of people dying everywhere. It's kind of a drag. Plus, when you get to be my age, everybody starts dying anyways, and you're just like, okay, really? It's like, it's creepy. It's like you're walking around going, oh, God, who's going to drop next? Anywho, let's get off that morbid subject, and let's get on to our topic du jour. So, think about this. Feminism and female supremacy is probably one of those subjects right up there with, say, oh, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, as far as being polarizing. People have such very passionate views on both sides. And I'm revisiting this because I actually had a couple of subs come out and say, you know, you did the show so many years ago, and we'd really like it if you redid it because we want more info. We want more questions answered. And man, have I got questions. I've got all kinds of questions. And tonight, the cool part is we have some new ladies joining us. Last time it was Reagan Haid and Goddess Natasha on the Female Supremacy Show. Tonight we have Miss Taphophile and Mistress Luscious, who I will be bringing in a moment. We will also be having Goddess Satine, although she has had a momentary personal issue that she's dealing with and will probably be joining us later on in the show. So for those of you who were smart and kept in touch with InBedWithDrSue.com, you probably know Miss Taphophile and Mistress Luscious from the interviews we did through the summer called the Summer of Domination. And both of those ladies were lovely enough to grant me an interview with them. And if you want to know Dr. Sue, type in Taphophile, type in Luscious, and you will come up with their shows, and you can listen and hear all about them. But tonight, we are going to be discussing female supremacy and feminism, which in my personal opinion are two separate things. I don't know what the ladies are going to say, But what we'll do is I will open up the phone lines towards the end of the show. So definitely give us a call, 657-383-0749. Give us your thoughts. Give us your opinions on the subject. And we will most definitely love to hear from you. So definitely give us a call. What do you think about female supremacy? What do you think about feminism? Has everybody gone too far? Has everybody gone crazy? Give us a call. Let us know. In the meantime, I want to hear from my beautiful ladies, Mistress Luscious and Miss Taphophile. And what we're going to do is we're going to let them each speak and give their opinions first. So let me bring the ladies in. Are we here, girls?
Yes, hello, hello.
Okay, girls, who wants to go first?
I don't particularly care. I can talk about whatever you want me to talk about.
Okay. Then we will start with Ms. Taphophile. Let's just get your opinion. What is your opinion? What do you back female supremacy? Do you think that feminism and female supremacy are two different things? What is your opinion?
I definitely back female supremacy. In more than one way, I think, which just because I think that women need to be empowered, and
mm-hmm.
I think that female supremacy is a good way for women to find that inner power and kind of, you know, explore it and figure out that they can actually be strong people. They don't have to be weak or submissive or meek, as a lot of women are stereotyped. I think that there is a huge difference between female supremacy and being a feminist. But I think that there are a lot of different ways to define being a feminist. So it really depends on, you know, whose perspective you're coming from.
Very cool. Okay. What about you, Mr. Slushes?
I agree with her, and I think I would like to maybe elaborate just a little bit. I kind of feel that this show may have needed a disclaimer saying that feminism as well as female supremacy, it's an umbrella term, and it really encompasses so many different views. And sometimes those, you know, what it means is going to vary from person to person. I really believe that true feminism is about equality, which, you know, that's great, but it's not about supremacy. Completely different. I think
so. You agree with me. I think they are two completely different things, in the sense of, to me, female supremacy is every single female on this planet is better than everything else on this planet. That's female supremacy.
In a nutshell, that is what it is, exactly.
But feminism, in my view, is a form of female empowerment, but can also go to the dark side, just like everything else. You've got women who then turn into everyone who hates men. And clearly that's not going to work.
No, definitely not. I mean, I think that if people are going to get upset about it, you know, if you're upset about feminism, if you're upset about feminists being out there, you are what is wrong with the movement in general, because you are not open-minded. I don't think that all feminists believe, and like I said, this is not everyone's opinion, it's just mine, but I don't think all feminists believe that men are bad people. I just think that, you know, women expect, you know, we have higher standards and they need to be met.
And I think
if we're discussing female supremacy, so let's just go with that for right now. Do you think that all women are better than everything else? All men, obviously, would be the other species, I guess.
I feel that all women have the potential to be, yes. But potential is the key word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would definitely agree there. I mean, I think that it's not, it's definitely not something that it can happen overnight, obviously, but you know, people have to want to understand where other people are coming from. And a lot of times, you know, there's people that are so caught up on the politics of things that they don't really understand that we're, you know, we're people. And, you know, we just want to be we just want to kick some ass.
Okay, and I get that. But here's the thing. This is where I balk at it, because I don't buy it. And that's not just me playing devil's advocate. I don't agree with it. The reason why I don't agree with it is I am of the opinion that there is nothing better than anything else. I don't buy that women are better than men. I think, as Luscious put it, women have the potential to be these amazing creatures.
Right.
But they don't.
And why do you think that is?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it's the way we're raised. I think it's the fact that we are still in a very Puritan society where women are automatically raised to be submissive, men are automatically raised to be alpha, which, hello, thank God you guys do this, because otherwise I wouldn't have a business, simply because, you know, I've got a lot of people. I mean, most of what I do is trying to let people know, let these guys know that it's okay to be submissive. So guys don't like to hear that. Submissive males don't want to hear that they're valuable. And I'm sorry, but they are. They're very, very valuable.
That's when there's other issues going on there with the sub. And that's when it takes an experienced dom to be able to actually help that individual.
Hold on. We're not just talking BDSM here. If we're talking female supremacy, we're talking all women are better than all men. Are we buying that?
I don't think anybody is necessarily better than anybody else. I think that we are all here trying to accomplish something great with our lives. And I think that we all have potential to do great things with our lives if we apply ourselves. Some people are more driven to be successful than others, and those people will be the people that will do the things they want to do with life and be successful. And, you know, there's always going to be people out there that don't really care, you know. So it's really,
but I think that they're not caring because they don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So there's a lot of women out there who don't realize the power they have.
No, many, many women do not realize the potential and the power that they have. Because why? Because every single woman has been told from whatever point in their life when they can understand language that we're supposed to be subservient, that we're supposed to be nurturing and caring, and we're supposed to be kissing all these asses, for lack of a better word, in the male genre here. But what it really boils down to is not all women, all men are that way. Not all of us are the nurturing, caring type. Some of us are the I don't want your bullshit type. Some of us are the kind of people that, you know, want to get stuff done. I don't care if you're a boy or a girl. I don't care if you're in between. But if you're going to get something done, get it done. That's what I care about. Getting stuff done.
I think
that has nothing to do. Do you see my point? If you're going to say you're a female supremacist, I'm going to assume that you are like a white supremacist, that you are essentially a Nazi. The same freaking idea. What you're doing is you're excluding. And the minute you exclude, you cause problems. Look around you. As soon as you start to exclude, you have a serious issue going on.
But isn't that what's been happening to women since, what? Oh, I don't know.
But that goes back to feminism. Do you see my point? That's feminism. That's saying, okay, we're not equal. And I agree. We're not equal on every base. We're not. Women are still being shit on.
That's not feminine. What it says is that we are equal. Females are equal to men. That's what a feminist says. We are equal.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're superior. We're equal.
No, but I'm saying a female supremacist does. A female supremacist in true form says she is better than men. A feminist, is saying you're equal. You're right. You're right.
I don't think you have to say that it's about. I don't know. I don't consider myself a female supremacist in that sense. But I do consider myself a feminist because I do believe that, you know, women have more potential than they are using. I don't think that one is better than the other. I think that women have been subjugated for too long, and it's time to even the playing field.
And on the flip side of that, I can say that I truly believe that I am better than men.
Okay, that, and, okay, so
women,
defend that. That's cool. Defend it. Why?
I just did that because I believe that while there may be things that a man can do physically or in other areas, he may have strengths that I don't. I know how to get him to use them to better himself, better me, better everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to direct that. I feel a man without a female's direction is a lot like a lost lamb from its herd.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that when it comes down to it, I am a bearer of life. I'm a giver of life. I do believe that.
But you can't give that life without him.
That's not true.
You still need to burn from somebody.
Well, yeah, but I don't have to have a man.
You don't have to fuck him. I'm not saying you got to fuck him.
You're damn right.
But that's the
thing.
I don't have to have.
You still need sperm.
But the miracle of modern medicine, I don't have to meet any of these douchebags.
Oh, hell no.
Actually, no.
No.
The thing is like, if you can choose who you're going to have a child with, if for some reason I want to have a kid and I can pick certain things that I really enjoy about certain people and I want that to be part of my kid, hell yeah, that's awesome. But am I going to waste my time trying to babysit a grown man?
Too.
No. Mm-mm.
Go ahead, Luscious.
I really feel that it's important for me, while I defend my female supremacy, is that it takes a supreme female to realize that she needs that man's sperm so that she can further the race. I mean, I do not believe that a man is going to be programmed, which science has shown this, to be concerned with offspring, to be concerned with reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his number one concern. But we know how to utilize that. I know how to utilize that.
Procreation is not the concern of a man. Where did that come from? Where's that from? What study is that?
Saying that we needed a male sperm. Well, you know, we do need a man's sperm. But I don't see it as, you know, I'm weaker or equal to him because I need that sperm. I know.
Well, in my opinion, if they're going to a sperm bank and jerking off into a cup, they're doing that of their own volition. So if they're giving that up, that's their own damn choice, and if that's what I want, that's what I'll have.
Of course.
Like, I don't owe them anything, just like they don't owe me anything. You know, if I wanted to have a child, that would be my decision as an adult to do that. It wouldn't have any, you know, no man would be, granted they would be the reason why the child would exist in part because of genetics, but that'd probably be it.
Right, but biologically the fact exists, needed.
We're stuck.
That what's needed?
Well,
that,
you know, biologically, we may not need a man financially or emotionally or as a parent or as a partner, but when it boils down, we need that sperm from a man. Doesn't matter how we get it.
Unless they start cloning, which, of course, that is a scientific thing. You know, they're doing that thing with science now where they're cloning stuff. You know, what's probably going to happen is science is going to make men obsolete. The wonderful world of science is going to make men obsolete.
Why wouldn't science make women obsolete? They could just as easily do that. You can artificially womb them out.
They totally could. And that, I mean, that's a possibility in the future. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be alive for that, but I mean, as it sits now, I don't even have to have sex with a man to have. Yeah, I mean, yeah, thinking about that, I don't know if I want to be. I mean, unless there's robots, and I'm okay with robots, you know, because robots are cool. But yeah, I mean, in general, you know, like right now as it sits, I don't actually have to have a man in my life to get pregnant. And in another case now, on the flip side, as a dude, if you're going to come to me and you're like, you know what, you're gorgeous, I love you, I love blah, 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 you have a great attitude, you're intelligent, you do this, this, and this, and this, and all these wonderful things you tell me about myself that I already know. Cool, you want to have kids? Oh, well, no. Just no. No. I'm not going to raise your kids for you. If I want to have a kid with, I will have a kid. You know what I mean? I don't want to be beholden to somebody else to raise their child. If I want to have a kid with somebody, it's going to be somebody that I have on equal terms with.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody that is, you know, superior to me or below me. I expect anybody that is wanting to have children to be responsible enough to have fucking kids, period. So, you know, it all boils down to, you know, what is good enough for you in your life. But I guess it's different for everyone when you really think about it.
Because I get the fact that it's essentially what you're saying is that men are almost irrelevant, and I disagree with that. I don't think they're irrelevant yet.
Yet. Okay,
well,
you know what?
Who's going to fetch my drink? I need a bitch to fetch my shit.
Hey, you know what? You can still have males in your life to be useful. I'm not saying that men are useless, because it's definitely not the case. I don't think that men are useless. I think there are plenty of uses for men. I haven't found all of them yet, but, you know, I'm working and I'm compiling a list. So once I get the list all built up, I'll be sure to forward it to you so you can pass it on. As it sits now, the list is very short. It might grow, but I'm not making any promises. I won't stake my reputation on that, that's for sure. No.
Do you think derailing, that... though. It's up to, because there's a lot of things that be said here. If we all can't, say for example, you can't stand men, okay? Say for example, you know, men are beneath you, they're scum of the earth, whatever.
Most of the time, yes, they are.
Wait a minute. If they are, do we not now blame women for that? Because you're the one raising them.
Well, I'm not raising anybody.
Okay, no.
And my mom didn't raise. No, I think the thing is like, if we are raising boys to be abusive, to be rude and hateful, and treat women like sexual objects, then that's something that's going wrong, you know, at home. That's not feminists doing something wrong. That's the home. That's something that's not happening right at home. If people don't understand that, it's basic human respect. You just have to respect each other.
You
and
know,
a lot of
also,
times... Go ahead, I'm sorry. Continue.
You know, when it comes to, you know, men are shit, or, you know, we don't like them, or there's bad things about them, and, you know, well, why are they that way if women are raising them? To address that, I think it's kind of important to remember also that there are some extreme differences in the male and female brain that deregulate behavior. Okay, because there is a part of the brain called the amygdala, and it is the part of the brain that helps produce violence, and it also regulates impulse control. In men, it is much larger than women. So mounting evidence is just supporting that, you know, the male and female brains are very, very different. And because of those differences, it creates personality traits, which sometimes can be influenced by their upbringing, environmental factors, cultural factors. But it's also important to remember the biology behind it.
So are you giving men a free pass to be assholes because their amygdala is bigger?
Absolutely not. It's not a free pass. It's simply an explanation.
And to be fair, the amygdala does not form until you are at least 20-21, and that's in both sexes. And that's the reason why you will find men, sorry, but this is true, ask your local coroner, are usually the ones that end up on the slab because you guys are doing stupid shit at that age because you don't have that portion of the brain that is telling you if you do this, there is going to be a consequence. So unfortunately, that is the reason why you see a lot of them doing stupid shit.
Makes total sense.
But at the same time, you know, you do have to raise them a certain way. So let's put it this way. Do you think that all male children should be raised submissive?
No. I don't think that that's a way to raise people to be a certain demeanor. I think that everybody has a specific personality that they're going to develop. We're all unique people. Some people are naturally dominant by nature. Literally, they can't turn it off. So if that's the way it is, then it's not really about being raised submissive or raised dominant. It's about being raised to respect other human beings.
Absolutely.
Period. I
have to agree with that, being a mother of a son. I raised him to, you know, I always want him to be the boy who is holding open the door for, you know, the girls and their parents. Mm-hmm. I want him to be the one who, you know, when he's grown up, that, you know, when he's 30, he's going to remember to come to me and bring me flowers and tell me how much he loves me. You know,
exactly.
And not feel that he's a sissy for doing so.
Well, and that's the thing. That is society telling men that if they give a woman flowers, that they're not masculine. I'm sorry. If you want to give me flowers, don't. Because, A, I'm not a big fan of flowers, and, B, there's a lot of crap on those flowers, and I don't want those in my house. But aside from that fact, you know, it's not about flowers. It's about respecting people as human beings. If you are raised to be respectful to other people and you're raised to be considerate of other people, it's not about what sex you are. It's just about how you treat people.
And that really, you know, goes a long way.
But when you say people, okay, hold on. When you say people, understand these are coming from subs. They want to know all these questions.
No,
when you
ahead.
Say people, if we're respecting people, do you think that you should teach the male children then to respect women more?
No, I think that they should. I think that everybody should be taught to respect everyone equally. There's no reason to be disrespectful to somebody that you don't even know. There's no reason to be rude to somebody that you don't even know. It's basic manners. You know, if you teach people to be respectful, then they're going to, you know, by nature, be more respectful. It's just you're a product of your environment. So if you're raised in a home where, you know, the dad is the dominant figure and he stomps around the house and yells at the mom all the time or, you know, stuff like that, you're raised in a household with that kind of, you know, that kind of friction. So you feel like that's okay. In reality, you know, it's different for everybody, but you have to learn, you know, how to respect your mother based on what you see your father do to your mother as a kid. You know, parents don't understand that a lot of the things that they do, their children see, and it reflects back on them.
More so than anything you teach them, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
More,
like
they learn more from watching than from anything you're going to sit there and discuss with them.
Exactly.
So,
and I mean,
I
learned as a kid to be respectful. I mean, I may not like you. I may not agree with you or what you do with your life, but you know what? It's your life. So you can do whatever you want with it. Just don't get in my way. That's it.
Do you think that all men, even subtly, do you think they have a need to submit to women?
I don't know. I'm not a man. I don't know what their needs are. Usually when they come to me, they want something pretty similar. So as far as male need ranges go, it seems pretty small to me. Attention, orgasms, and then some more attention. That's accurate, right? Like, that's how it goes. Is that?
I always say
exactly
like dog training. Sorry, gentlemen, but it is.
It really is. And you know what? I had a really good time training my dog. And my dog is an excellent dog because I took some time to make sure.
And a loyal, faithful dog. See? Yes,
she's
exactly.
She is a very good girl.
Sorry,
so.
Yes.
But the thing is that if you learn respect, you can show respect and then you will get respect. You don't have to be somebody's best friend. You don't have to kiss ass. You just have to be respectful to your fucking fellow human being. It's not rocket science. It's manners. If you come up to a woman and you start treating her like a piece of meat, what kind of attitude do you think she's going to have about men that she comes across in the street? Not a good one. So you, if when you catcall a woman, if you treat women like meat, you're just perpetuating this negativity towards men. Why don't you quit being douchebags and start treating women like people instead of like objects?
You know, I want to say that I do expect my son to treat women with more respect than men. It, when I say that, I don't mean to be treating them less, you know, that they would be treating men less respectful than they should. But there are different ways. Like, you know, you go out of your way if you see a woman standing and you have the seat. You stand up and you let her sit down. Well, you're not going to do that for, you know, Jim Bob's dad who just came in from work. You know, there's
unless he's really, really old.
Right. Absolutely. Unless he's really old.
But that goes back to respect. No, and I, you know what, and that's absolutely brilliant, and if I had a son, that's the way I would raise my son, is exactly the way Luscious is doing it.
Hell yeah.
My problem will always be with the women who think that, you know, all men suck, because I can't go down that road. It's just the way that I am, you know, made. It is just what I, you know, until women are not falsely accusing men of rape, or physically abusing men, because yes, that's a big stigma too. Men are physically abused, and
oh, yes,
until women stop withholding their children from them, we got a lot of things to clean up first. It's a lot, like you said, I think really the way Luscious put it about it being, I think we have the potential to be these amazing creatures. We have so much power that most of women don't even have a clue about. And yes, I agree. Can I lead a man around? You betcha. One of the questions is, do I think that, let's see here, do we think that, let's put it this way, do we think that any man can be made to submit? I'm going to go out on a limb and say yeah, because I've seen a lot of alpha males drop.
Yeah. I'm going to have to agree with you there, Doc.
I've seen it, yeah.
And but you know what, though, that's part of the fun.
Sure it is.
Wait,
is that
the
whole
fun for me?
That's the whole point.
It is.
That's the whole
point.
Reason why we do what we do. Okay, we got some questions. I'm going to bring some questions out. We've got some other
questions
coming
in.
One from Jada, who's also I hope I'm saying it right. If it's Jada or Jada, I think it's Jada. I don't know. In the chat room right now. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, they asked, do you believe that all females are superior? Well, we went through that already. Or do you believe that dominance is a trait that both males and females can possess? Yes, of course they can. Both do.
Mm-hmm.
I always have a dinky little hierarchy in my head, which means nothing to anyone else. It just means to me, the way I see things, I don't even say in a perfect world, but if you're going to look at, put everything together, and if someone forced me to say, okay, you have to pick which is best and which isn't, you have to line them all up, I would go dominant women, submissive women, dominant men, submissive men.
Ding, ding, ding.
In that order.
Yeah.
So, but then again, like, I don't think any one is better than the next one, though. That's my problem, is that, but if you forced me to pick, that's the sort of hierarchy that I would look at it as. And
I
think men need to respect women more. I think men are being lost because I think boys are being lost because the men are not stepping up and fathering them and teaching them how to be men. And there's only so much a woman can do. I'm sorry. You can teach your son to be an amazing human being if you're a single mother. But let's face it, there is a certain aspect that would be nice to have a male influence, so hopefully, you know, you can get a male mentor or something in there so that he can see
mm-hmm.
that, you know, not all men are jerks. But that's what most of our kids are seeing, is that
mm-hmm.
dad's an asshole. Dad walked out. There is no dad. Dad's in jail. Whatever. That's what a lot of kids are seeing.
Yeah, and it's not all the time. That's not always the case, of course, because there are some dads out there that aren't deadbeats, that actually take care of their children.
No, there are, absolutely.
And,
there's ones that are out there,
you know,
that are being held back from their kids.
Exactly.
Which is not right, again. Go ahead, Taff.
Oh, I said no, definitely not. I think that I think that a lot of, you know, female supremacy and being a feminist, I'm trying to think about the best way to say how I want to change the way female supremacy is seen. I kind of want to take it back and make it into not something that's like a cult, not something that's like you said, the KKK or something like that.
Well, I think the word supremacy is where
supremacy,
we're being screwed up.
Right.
Because the true meaning of the word is saying that you are number one, fuck all y'all, that anyone else is. So
I think that's
where we're getting screwed up.
That's the big hang-up, I definitely would say. I mean, female supremacy, if it wasn't taken in the most serious way, you know, supreme as in better than everything. I think all women are supreme beings. I don't think
they don't know
men
it.
Are,
a lot of them don't know it, but yes, they are.
I think that it's a very, most women are very, you know, they're unaware of the power that they have and, you know, the supremacy that does exist within them naturally. Female supremacy is in every woman because of the fact that you are a woman. Surprise! You might not be gung-ho about it, but, you know, if you're a female and you believe that you are better than men or you are above men, then yeah, you are in female supremacy. It's not, I don't think it has to be as cut and dry as, you know, going hardcore and saying, well, white supremacy and female supremacy and male supremacy and all that stuff.
But
that's
what
extreme.
Comes to mind, right?
So let's take it back. Let's change it into something that's not some sort of connection with evil, hateful, dumb people. That sounded silly.
But see, now you're trying to change society, and I don't think it's going to happen, darling.
I will. I will change it.
Well, listen, you do that, and if you can change society, then damn it, do it.
I'm on a roll.
Jada has actually a really good point, ladies, and this is really good.
Yes.
What goes through your mind when you see female prostitution, cam girls, strippers, and other sorts of jobs that could be considered degrading to women in the femdom community? Now, that's a tricky one because, you know.
Why is it tricky?
I think it's tricky because there's a lot of women who are doms who look down their nose at the regular cam girls. And your prostitutes and your strippers. And I disagree with that.
Well, let's do a little news flash for the people that are unaware of what they're doing on the interwebs. If you are on the internet and you are providing any form of FAP material for anyone, male, female, or otherwise, you are in sex work. Okay, ladies? Let me just clarify. Let me make this fucking easy as goddamn fucking pie, okay? If you are on the internet, if you are on Twitter right now, and you are humiliating and degrading and talking down to men, whatever the crap you're doing, it's sex work. So stop it. Because this kind of stuff is what tears female supremacy apart, is what tears feminism apart. What we need to be doing, what we should be doing, is banding together. It shouldn't be about saying, oh, well, because you're a cam girl and you show your tits, you're not a dominant female and you don't deserve respect. Excuse me, bullshit. Bullshit.
We are
that's
all
not
sex
a real
workers,
dom.
Girls.
That's not a real dom. You're not a real dom if you pose pictures of yourself in a bikini. Fuck yourself. How about that? How about fuck yourself? How about
wait.
Luscious
is saying something very important here. She's in the chat room, and she said a true dom doesn't need a man's money. And, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. Go ahead, Luscious. Tell us more.
Well, you know, I see that, you know, some of the guys in here, you know, people have mentioned that, you know, they see women, they're just begging for money. And you know what? I see it, too. And it really makes me sad because, you know, posting your dinner and your telephone bill and, you know, begging a guy who hasn't answered your email, you know, for $20 to go to the store, I'm sorry, whether you're on cam and you're showing your tits or you don't even get on cam and you're just talking to the guy, honey, you're not a dom. It's a completely different arena. You don't,
yeah,
don't
but no, I totally get what you're saying, but I think I think there's a big difference between people that are dominant and real human beings and people that are just trying to scam other people out of money. That's the problem. It's not about these little girls that come online and they do what they do, however they do it. Yeah, they're going to burn out fast. Let them burn out. If they want to jump on the sisterhood train, that's cool, because we're all going the same direction, trying to get better. But, you know, if these chicks are going to feel like they have to give up something of themselves in order to make money to feel powerful, that's different. But if you're going to go out there and say, oh, I need $20 for this, or I need $20 for this, or pay me for this, okay, I agree. That's not really showing that you're dominant at all. That's just showing that you're kind of needy. If you're standing online,
you're begging
for money.
Well, to me, that's just kind of like standing on a street corner with a sign and a tin cup.
Exactly.
I call it hand handling. That's all it is.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is.
And it doesn't need to be done. It's not necessarily, it's not even really relevant to, you know, you're not showing dominance in any way, shape, or form when you make yourself look needy, period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how gorgeous you are. I don't care how many Princess Buttercup 15K, whatever the hell you've got on your fucking Twitter name. I don't care. You do whatever you want to do. But the thing is people are going to judge you. And yes, Warbucks, it is about tact. Always about tact.
Warbucks also
and
said
class.
Something that she thinks it's an empowering feeling for a woman to show her body off for something that men will never attain. If they do it, more power to them. And it because you are using that as your weapon. And although people look down on that, and they always will, no matter what form it comes in, they will always look down on the fact that you are using your body, yet at the same time, I would have to say, I mean, that's the basis of my course, 50 Shades of Power. Use what you are given, ladies. Use your sexuality. For the love of God, who cares? It's something that we have in our arsenal. Why don't you use it? We get told to shelve it all the time. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh yeah, we're not supposed to use our sexuality, but we're supposed to be pornographic for men at all times. We're supposed to be eye candy at all times. We're supposed to dress to look a certain way at all times. Well, the funny thing about that is that most women don't dress for men. They dress because they like to look at themselves in mirrors, and I'm guilty of that. I honestly don't wake up every morning and think, what can I do to make a man look at me? I wake up every morning and go, I look good in this, period.
Yeah, but you also like the attention you get from other women and men for wearing it, too.
Well,
we
it
all
doesn't
like
really
that little bit of validation.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everybody is a little narcissistic at times. I mean, it's kind of it's unavoidable.
You want to be validated. You want to know you got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But the thing
we
is,
we have a caller.
Not, yes.
Yay.
Yay! Okay, I am bringing in Abramo. Can we call you Abe?
Abramo's good.
Abramo, okay. So Abramo is calling from the frozen tundra, and Abramo I know feels somewhat the same way I do, but he's very articulate when it comes to his opposition, because you would say you're opposed, would you not?
I am very opposed to modern-day feminism, yes.
What do you consider modern-day feminism?
Well, before I start on the feminism spiel, I want to comment on something that was said before. A lot of the reasons why white men treat women like dirt is not because they don't respect women. It's because they have no self-respect. They were never taught to respect themselves. Henceforth, they cannot give it to women.
So because you can't respect yourself, it's okay for you to be disrespectful to other people? No.
I said nothing of the sort. I said if I can't give something to myself, then how can I give it to you? I don't have something to give to myself. Can I give it to anybody else?
And he's got a point, because if you can't love yourself, you can't truly love someone else. That's very true.
I'm still not sure
now,
how that applies to...
Say that again,
okay.
Lasha?
I'm not really understanding the point. I mean, yes, I understand if you can't love yourself. Well, I'm just saying, what does that have to do with female superiority or female supremacy?
No, that was just a comment on something that was said before about the way men treat women, and they're not taught to do that at home. I just wanted to make a little comment on that. Now, getting on to feminism. Feminism, as it has basically proven itself to be completely worthless to women and to men. The reason why I'm saying this is, do you know what happened? Do you have any idea what has happened in Germany?
Hold on. Now, hold on. Taff. Be respectful, man. He's calling in. He's
sorry.
Giving his opinion. You have to allow him his opinion.
I thought I was on mute. My bad.
Go.
Now, does anybody know what happened in Germany this past New Year's Eve?
Yes. Do any of you ladies know what happened?
In Germany, yes.
Is that when the Christians surrounded the Muslims that were praying?
No.
Okay.
There were massive sexual attacks by
mm-hmm.
groups of males against women in Germany on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. It's like there was an organized Muslim attack on 170 of the women, plus two of them being underage girls, reported it to the police. Okay. My question is, where is the feminist outcry? Okay, why aren't feminists fighting for these women? Why aren't feminists just protesting? Okay. Another reason why I'm not particularly fond of feminism is because in England last year, there was reported that 1,100 underage girls were used in a prostitute ring. Okay. How many of you remember that story?
There's been sex trafficking, human trafficking for a very, 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 very,
it's
very long time.
And it's not reported the way it should be. It's not being protested the way it should be.
A lot of things aren't reported the way they should be. Rape is not reported the way it should be. Do you want to go into that?
Wait a minute. Now. Okay. But what are feminists spearheading? Gleaning? Okay, this is what I hear from feminists. There was one feminist last year. She's an executive in Google. She was talking about how... Oh, I beg your pardon?
Continue.
Okay, she was talking about how, women have to allow men to change diapers and do the dishes because they don't do anything at home. So, mowing the lawn... general repairs, making sure the car is working, none of that counts as part of a home?
So that one feminist, huh? What about the other feminists?
Then there was more. They're always coming out with stupid things. Instead of attacking real issues that women are having to deal with these days, the big deal with man spreading. So we sit with our legs, with our knees more than 12 inches apart. Instead of dealing with rapes and real issues, they deal with this stupidity.
Okay, so do you see his point? His point is that they're jumping on stupid, petty issues that don't need to be discussed when the real shit that needs to be discussed, they're not willing to say anything about.
Can we say that about all the politicians?
Yeah, isn't that just kind of the way all systems work in
exactly.
this world? There's a lot of people saying they're going
to
do
certain
things.
Okay, but all he's
them.
Saying is, he's not asking you to fix it. He's just simply saying that you got to look at both sides, and both sides, which is there are some feminists out there that are bouncing around jumping on stupid issues instead of the important issues. Such as,
right,
like I said, guys
but
that
right
can't
now,
see
the
their kids.
The government is, yeah, but there's things that the media right now, I'm getting excited, I'm sorry. There's things right now that the media is trying to distract us with, okay? There's constantly things on the news and in our faces that are trying to distract us from real issues. So, yeah, maybe they are having they are nitpicking at certain things that some people think are trivial. However, winning is winning, even if it's a small victory. And one small change could definitely be the flame to make anything better or bigger.
But don't you think whining about whether a guy's legs are open or not makes women...
You're not looking at the right issue? I could give two shits about how far a guy's legs are apart. I really don't care. I don't care. And I don't think it's something that's worth causing a fuss about by any means. But hey, you know, if you want to worry about trivial stuff, that's on you. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and you know, that's pretty much me.
Okay, well, that's smart. But what I'm talking about,
yeah,
guys, this is what they're protesting. This is what you see on social media. This is what you see on the news. This is the nonsense they come out with, while you have other women being stoned to death for doing absolutely nothing for it. Goodness gracious, I just heard a story about a woman, a Muslim woman. She was breastfeeding her child underneath her burqa, and the Sharia police, these Sharia police were all women. They decided to take her child away from her and kill her because she was doing something indecent publicly.
Hmm.
Would you believe that?
And the society that she lives in is what? Where is she from?
They support this. This is a Muslim society.
Right.
Okay. Something that this is something that modern feminism is supporting. A that actually takes women.
What modern feminism is supporting? What, Muslims taking away babies? I'm lost.
Yeah, I don't even really know where you're going here, pal.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're not familiar with these.
No,
with
I just
these.
That last point, Abram.
No,
I didn't get it.
I'm 100% familiar.
Because they're not focusing on these issues.
No. Feminism, modern day feminism, its leaders, they're a supporting systems that take women and remove their rights, as opposed to...
How are they supporting systems that do that? How are they doing that?
They're pro-migration, Muslim migration. They're pro-Muslim migration.
You're against Muslim migration.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I'm against any group that comes and takes over.
Oh, my God. Can we make him stop talking, please?
No.
Why do you think Muslims are going to take over? Why do you think they would take over?
I'm not bad-mouthing all Muslims. I'm sure there are good and decent Muslims out there who just want to... Muslims, what they do is they immigrate to a certain area. They set up... I beg your pardon?
You're coming in really garbled, Abramo. That's why you're breaking up.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, maybe I should just end it here. But I'm saying that women are getting shafted by feminism. And
so, see, he's actually for women. What he's saying is that feminism is holding us back. And to a degree, I get his point. Because it's the zealous, I think, that push us backwards.
I think the only thing that's holding us back is the people that run the governments in these countries where women are being oppressed. I think that is what's holding women back.
Of course they are. Of course they are. They're part of this whole problem.
So what? Continue.
And so anyway, it just disturbs me that so many women... promote them.
Are you married?
Try to promote feminism when it's not. No, when they're not doing anything to really help women.
How would you help feminism, caller? How would you help feminism? What's your ideal solution for feminism?
I would not help feminism. I would help women.
Right.
Okay. I would not allow groups to come in and do things like I would them treat women the way they do. They come in and they establish their own laws. Even in any country that they go to, they establish their own laws. They've got their own neighborhoods.
What is happening? What is happening right now? Can we, like, talk to somebody interesting, please? I'm so bored. So bored with this guy.
Like I said,
I get his
pro-woman.
I get his point.
Dr. Sue.
Abramo, thank you for calling
in
and giving us your opinion.
It's a long, drawn-out
point.
Be concise next time.
Good night.
Thanks, Abramo.
Good night.
I get his point. His point is simply saying that he feels that feminism is holding us back because we're not concentrating on what we need to be concentrating on, which is making just what you guys said, empowering women. So what he's saying is he wouldn't back feminism. He would back empowering women as a whole.
Isn't that what
feminism
is?
Because feminism
is?
Becomes very political, which is true.
Everything becomes political.
I know.
When you try to tell somebody how to do what they want to do, of course it's going to get political. Nobody wants to be told what to do. Nobody
right, because
does.
All we want is freedom, period, as human beings.
That's what we, well, of course. But the thing is like...
Yeah, we want freedom as long as it doesn't upset us, you know, as long as our freedoms are we get to do what we want. But when somebody else's freedom makes us mad, then we're against it.
And that's bullshit,
that's right.
As we well know.
That's absolutely,
I mean, like, my God.
Yeah.
And
prejudice
that's the whole basis
very sad
of, well... Ms. Delilah M. wrote in and said, when it's all averaged out, I do not believe the feminists have improved life for women. There are differences between men and women. The feminists did not take these differences into consideration. They should have capitalized on the differences and gotten women a truly better deal for being the superior sex. Let's come up with some examples about the ways in which women are shortchanged. Well, we all know how women are shortchanged. Women are shortchanged
all
over the place.
We don't make as much money as a man.
There's
yeah.
There's a literal shortchange right there. There you go. Think about that one. Literal.
That's
less
huge.
Money.
I just
We're
you know what I find interesting stuff. Is how all you guys freaked out on Abramo. Can I just make a note of that?
Freak
go right ahead.
Here you
make
have.
A note
wait,
of
wait,
that.
Wait, 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 wait. Let me make my point. Calm.
I am calm.
Even
am
in
calm
the chat room,
cucumber.
You guys were freaking out. Because he has a different viewpoint. Because
no,
he has
not,
a different viewpoint doesn't make it wrong. Let him
no,
speak.
I didn't say that he was wrong. I just said that he was not getting anywhere with his incessant yammering about stuff that he's not doing anything to change. Don't come on a show and start yammering about some shit. Oh, I believe feminism is holding women back. No, I'm sorry. He didn't even have a point. He was just jumping all over the damn place. Now, if he would have come in and he would have been concise and he would have said, you know what, I believe that women need to be empowered, but I don't think that the way it's being handled right now is being very successful. All
no, you're right. Okay, I will give you that. He did not speak...
He wasted my
the
fucking
way
time
you wanted him
did.
To. Okay, I get that. I get that. But you got to learn to pull back. All I'm saying is don't be so quick to jump and get angry and say, you know, get upset about it. Let them have their peace because in the long run, he was supporting women. He just wasn't saying it right, that's all.
Right.
So...
I'm not mad. So that's, I'm not upset. I'm just basically saying he's an idiot and he needed to get to the point.
And to be totally fair, Abramo, just so you know, your connection was hideous. It was coming in really, really garbled. So it was hard for everybody to figure out what it was that you were saying. So let's be fair on that one too.
And
Sir Beast, however, wrote in right after we were asking for some comments. And, you know, he makes some very – this is a really good point. Everybody's made some really good points. This is what he had to say. Just from my general observations, it seems that there's two camps of feminism, one which is most known, which is basically considered almost militaristic, in which the feminist is always on the attack, while the other camp is more, not passive, but more cooperative, in that while both camps want the same end goals, the way they go about it is at odds with the other camp. I agree with that. That you would have to admit, because there's everybody's trying to reach the same goal, but some are more than others. So I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm worried I leave off here. Now, as for female supremacy, well, I think those that feel threatened by it see it as the militaristic feminism camp, which
mm-hmm.
is not. And he's right.
No.
And by that, I mean I've known a few female supremacists, and they are nice to chat with, and I consider a couple to be good friends. Yet they don't consider themselves feminists because they love being put on a pedestal and being waited on hand and foot. Mind you, that is while they're either holding a flogger or the key to the chastity device. But then again, to me, feminism is about women having a choice about how they wish to live their lives, having a choice about their bodies, getting equal pay for equal work, and the respect they deserve for all they do. I agree with that. I agree with everything he just said. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. Whoever that is, he's been trained well.
Sir Beast is in the chat room right now, and Sir Beast has not been trained and is actually not submissive. He is actually an alpha male. He's a dom.
Maybe it's society.
Sad trombone.
Or maybe his mother... Or maybe
so there.
His mom was a wonderful lady.
And he had very good male role models. So there you go.
There you go. See, that's what I'm saying. Not all guys are complete douchebags. I mean, Sir Beast.
No, of course not.
Sir Beast isn't. I do.
Do you
want to know
Edward Cantor?
Philosophy.
Do we all know Edward? Does everybody know Edward Cantor?
Edward. Yeah, I know.
We love Edward.
He writes stories.
Edward wrote
stories.
Honestly, he put it so succinctly. So simply summed it up perfectly. Every man or woman should be a feminist, but the belief of a woman as superior to a man is a personal one, as no one man or woman is by nature superior to another. So in other words, if you want to think that way, that's great, but just don't shove it down everyone's throat. Everybody enjoy it on their own. Everybody have fun.
Religion.
Everybody live and let live. And should we all
be
like feminists?
Religion.
Yes, I agree with that. We should all be empowering women.
I like it.
We should be empowering all of us, absolutely. We
should be empowering every damn person on this planet. Doesn't matter who it is.
Exactly.
Now, Sissy Nikki wrote in and said she doesn't believe that. She said not all women are better than men. She just didn't believe that. Thing. And Polly Bell, I love Polly Bell. Polly, if you are listening in at some point, you did write us, but there was... Oh, she's in the chat room. Hi, Polly. Nothing came through in your email. So if you can go ahead and type it into the chat room. I got a blank email from you today, so I don't know what
Copy
it was you
paste.
Wanted to say.
Copy and paste.
Totally.
Do it to it.
Do it to it. Okay, we have another caller.
Yay.
I'm wondering... if this is going to be Satine, I just have a feeling that it might be. Hello, you're in bed with Dr. Sue, Mistress Luscious, and Miss Tapophile. Who we got?
It's not Miss Satine, so I hope I'm not disappointing.
Oh, no, it's okay. We love you.
Too late. Already disappointed.
Who is it?
Hi, Dr. Sue.
Uh-oh.
It's Ryan.
It's Ryan?
Yeah.
Yay, Ryan! How you doing,
hey,
Ryan?
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. How's it going?
Ryan, by the way, for those of you who want to know who he is, that's Castaway.
Hey, Ryan. How's it going?
Oh, hi.
So, how's it going, Ryan? What do you think of all this yibber-yabber?
Please get to the point. Get to the point.
I just had some more stray observations, but hopefully I'll collate them into a point.
I'm sure you will.
First of all, you know, to start off easy here, you know, nice 50 Shades of Power, Dr. Sue, you know, the Doc Johnson
hey,
product line has
be
nothing on that.
Shit. Come on now. Jesus.
The Doc Johnson product line has nothing on that plug.
Yes, I've been smacked down for promoing my own shit.
I just wanted to throw
it out. Is that what you're supposed to do?
That was just
someone can get paid to do this, so go fuck yourself. Keep going.
I thought the most interesting word said tonight, and not the, was when Ms. Lushes said the word potential, because I think it's
yes.
I kind of view it the same way, that it's like a, and I kind of use this in the chat room, so it's a little bit of a double dip, but you know, like kind of the potential energy of, you know, a female kind of getting in touch with her, you know, that side of herself, and will she put that into practice or not? You know, it's kind of the, you know, $64,000 question.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I think it's a combination of both women not knowing the power that they have and the fact that they
yes.
can actually make a man crawl to them. But it's...
You can.
But they don't get it. And there's so
ladies.
Many of them who are still asleep.
Ladies.
And it's nice to kind of
hey,
get
ladies.
Out there and wake them up and go, wait a minute, it's okay to be sexy. It's okay to do these things. It's okay to have him crawl to you. They
it
think
okay.
they're the ones
and
that are supposed to be crawling
awesome.
To the guy. They don't know.
No. Girl, come on. Have a little self-respect.
But they don't know. If they don't know, we must teach.
Ladies, if you're listening right now, listen. Listen very carefully. I have something that you need to hear, and it's extremely important. You are fucking sexy, and you are worth so much more. So go out there and fucking get your money. Boom.
This is the Mistapophile call to legs.
I am. This is what I do. How I roll. Putting it down.
Bang.
No, seriously.
You know, I once told a woman I had a huge angdyla, but she wasn't that impressed.
A huge
yeah.
one.
You know.
Did you just,
I didn't get
I'm
a
sorry.
Chance to
you...
upload all my sound effects. I got to do that yet.
I don't, you know, I could probably make some sound effects. I'm not guaranteeing that they're
I got tons of
sound
effects. I just
got to
upload the bitches.
Ooh, fancy, fancy.
Da-da. Oh, oh my God. We're going to leave Ryan on the line, and we're going to take
Uh-oh.
Someone out.
Hey, Ryan. You're
Hello, you're in
Ryan.
Bed with Dr. Sue.
Hey, Sue, it's Beast.
Beast. Sir Beast.
Aww. Look at that. Ta-da. Another guy from the chat room.
I'm the standard smartass.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
you're pissing off Warbucks. Stop it. She just come a beast.
That would make
ass.
Me the substandard smartass.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Big. Meh. Well, hey.
Hey.
Sad trombone.
But, no, it's. The thing is like. I was raised basically by my mother and all her sisters. And
mm-hmm.
in my case, I had one aunt who was, the nicest way to put it, she was Grand Central Station.
Okay.
okay. She banged anything that moved that had a third leg. My mother was the one who was more mature, and she was the middle child. She raised the rest of her sisters, and they wound up coming over to the house. And I was born with an issue which caused me to have to wear leg braces. Mind you, I learned very early, being the oldest child, how fast to get to a pharmacy when you have 7 women in one house.
Either for tampons, chocolate or booze?
No, it was more of the, I'd hear one of my aunts call from the bathroom, we're out of, and I was already out the door, down the block, and about halfway to the pharmacy.
See, that's what makes
that
you a good
much-
dom now, is because technically you learn to be a bitch first. That's why, see?
Yeah, exactly. That, you know, that's a good starting point.
Yeah, but
all men
is,
should have to go and buy tampons. See, it's humbling.
Tampon control, Ms. Back Alley, hell yeah.
The thing is, I think that's what actually helped me with my submissive when I first got a hold of her. She was...
My first got a hold of her. Nice guy.
Had low self-esteem and everything else. But mm-hmm. I brought out more of her personality. She started working on herself for herself rather than me. And when she went back to her husband, yes, I was playing with a married woman, but that's neither here nor there. She
oh,
went back,
sure. That's
and she's
show.
Now dominating him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And
so, see, what you are doing is
still...
you're empowering. This is the thing is, what I think there's a lot of disrespect for submissive women, too. And I don't think it's fair, because there are some women who are genuinely submissive and enjoy being that way. And
mm-hmm.
I don't think you should look down your nose at somebody because they're submissive. That's ridiculous, whether they're male or female. But I think we really do. I think we really do look down our nose at submissive women. Because it's like, well, you know, you shouldn't be that way. You can be submissive, my friends. You can be sexually submissive and still be a bomb on wheels. You
very
can
true.
Still command a room.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. And that's like my sub. She was... When she was with me, she wound up working at a outpatient domestic violence and alcohol drug abuse thing. And it was interesting to watch all these people come in, including the domestic violence guys. They come up to her and she goes, "You owe money, pay." And I'm just sitting back trying not to laugh my ass off because these guys are actually shaking their hands, getting the money out and handing it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, like I said, she goes home back to her husband. She's actually still submissive to me in a lot of ways because she asks me questions on, well, should I keep him wearing his panties and that? And I'm like, yeah, you've gotten him used to it. You know, next thing you got to do is, you know, make him get into where he doesn't mind you not banging him if that's what you want to do and, you know, letting you have other men or, you know, it's whatever you want to do. And she goes, well, I just want him to be more, you know, like how you were with me. You were respectful, you are, and you made me feel powerful. I said, then that's what you need to do. Anyway, I will let you guys go.
Okay, wait a minute.
You just dropped the mic.
Thanks for stopping by.
Are you upset because you didn't? Because we didn't like freak out? I get your point that you were empowering this woman and you were teaching her how to empower other people. And that's what happens when we do what we do.
No, it's just I think you guys have more to talk about than just me, you know, doing something that I felt was right.
It was an amazing thing that you did.
Yeah, kudos,
okay.
Bro.
Never mind.
Kudos.
Hey, Ryan, you still there?
Still here.
Okay.
Hey,
you got
still
nothing
there?
To say to Beast?
What? What's up, Minx? How you doing, girl?
Well,
quiet.
My God. Okay,
hey.
Well, you guys, like, holy crap. Oh.
Maybe they all ran
Beast,
away.
Beast ran away.
Beast ran away.
Beast ran away.
Beast, you know, it's okay to be afraid.
He's around too
I'm
much.
Just kidding.
He's
I'm just
too
kidding.
Many women around. He's just going banana cake.
Too many women talking about how he's so useless. Oh, my God. Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is here, you guys. Jeb Buttkiss. That's one of the best screen names I've ever seen in my life.
Jeb is awesome. He actually came in as Dr. Buttkiss. No, I want you guys to know this. He came in with the screen name of Dr. Buttkiss and went out and changed it because he didn't want me to think he was disrespecting me. Is that a nice guy?
Aww,
like, that is so sweet.
That's so adorable. Now I want
nice feel to Bill Clinton. I'm going to have to work that up.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny. It's probably...
Oh, it's Dr.
Better
Butthole.
Not be that.
No, you're right. Okay, sorry. It was Dr. Butthole. Okay.
Dr.
Just
Butthole.
Corrected me.
Wow. Like Beavis and Butthead all over again.
So you can see how, you know, I may have taken that the wrong way, but...
I
do have a sense of humor.
It.
It's all right.
Butt lips is better. Dr. Butt lips, thank you, back alley. That's exactly
no,
what I was
No, these lips
thinking.
Don't kiss ass. Sorry.
Butt lips. Everybody's kissing my ass, though.
So do you guys
Avenger,
have anything that
seriously?
You want to say in parting? Parting
in,
words?
In parting? In parting? I you know,
to
people...
To sum up your feelings, Luscious got very quiet.
That's because I talk a lot.
I'm here.
No, we know you're
I'm
there.
Listening.
You just got. Oh, wait. Hold on. Polly just wrote, some women do not know that it's okay to feel dominant. That's actually very true because we are taught that if you're dominant, you're a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
so not
and
true.
And you know what? It's okay to be a bitch, though. But you know what?
She said, okay, so she said they fear their own power. How can we empower other women? By letting them know that it's okay to feel the way they're feeling. And to never, and
yeah.
you do that. It's what I do with men all day long. It's okay to be submissive. So you're just doing the
it
same
is.
Thing. You're turning it around and saying it's okay to be dominant. It doesn't
it's okay
make you a bitch.
To be,
you're not standing there with a yeah. rolling pin in your hand. That's not how it's done
exactly.
anyway.
I mean, you could, though. If you wanted to.
Well, the rolling pin
rolling
can be
pin.
Used for many things. I will give you that.
I, you know, I am a fan of rolling pins, and I could go on about that, but I'm going to stop. I'm not going to go.
Learning a lot
but
here.
But I will. But you know those rolling pins? Who's this again?
Well, you know, there are many things that you can attach to a rolling pin, I think, is more important.
Nails?
Sandpaper. It's
screws?
It's really. Yeah.
Barbed wire.
Any kind of pointy thing, you know.
Razor wire would be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think that we, in order to empower women, we have to show women that I think we need to be a strong force together. If you want to empower other women, then you need to show that you are powerful as well. You need to promote positivity and promote supporting other women instead of, you know, talking shit at any opportunity you get. You know, the biggest hindrance to females being up to their potential is all the
other
cattiness
females.
And bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the cattiness. It's all the bullshit.
It's
if
other
you
females.
Focus on sisterhood, if you focus on sisterhood, if you focus on, you know, supporting each other, it's going to get a lot better.
Shut up, Ryan.
Ryan, I'm going to say
Ryan's getting
so much.
Snotty in the chat room while he's still sitting here. That's dangerous, Ryan.
Ryan, add me on Twitter. Add me on Twitter so I can berate you. You sassy, sassy
Miss
little Tana bitch.
Says, no, Miss Tana says
wow.
that she
you know,
works
and,
with nothing
an
but
an open
women.
Invitation if I've ever heard one.
It's not really open. It's just saying do it and I'll tear you into tiny pieces. It's fun. Come on. I'll
oh.
be waiting. You, know,
you be
you know
nice to
at.
Ryan. You play nice.
I think Miss Luscious got quiet because she's terrified of me giving an Oklahoma City Thunder score. Yeah.
So,
I swear to God,
distance.
You will live.
Do it.
And
do
regret
it.
No.
Every
what?
Moment. No, don't do it. Seriously, that will ruin my entire night.
Wait,
I'm
is,
a well
is that thing still
I'm,
a thing?
I'll let Dr. Susan have to buy it here. I'm a well-behaved boy.
Thank you so much. Cause seriously, I've gotten, like, really pissed off at people before, like, where I don't talk to you and, like, you can't come over to my house and don't send me a message type thing when people have ruined the score for me. So thank you so much for not doing that.
Don't ruin the score, even though I was encouraging you to prior to that explanation.
Han Solo dies. There.
No!
This could be like
spoiler
some kind alert. Of, like, you know, prisoner sub dilemma, you know, where like one Don tells you to do something, the other one tells you not to. You know, it's a real, you know. Well,
it's a good cop. It's good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
We always have to play good cop, bad cop. You know. You see,
Doc,
oh,
this
I
sounds
know,
like
I
another
know.
Topic. You know, another night.
I'm
know.
Always the bad cop, though.
By the way, Dr.
Well,
Sue's lines
say,
will be
Janice.
On all day tomorrow for rolling pin consultations.
cool.
I actually have a rolling pin, and I'm actually debating on taking some power tools and putting some screws into it tonight. So, hey, I might have a prototype tomorrow. Who knows? Mystery solved.
Done. You going to let me tell you what Miss Tana said or not? Damn it!
Oh, yeah. What'd you say? What did Tana say, my sweet, sweet chinchilla?
Miss Tana said that she works with nothing but women, and she spends her whole day teaching them to be dominant so that it empowers them in their positions at work. That
Fuck
is how
yeah.
she is doing it.
That is how
That's
you do
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
That is how you do it. If you have to empower the people around you first. You have to, if you believe in yourself, believe in yourself and you can do anything. But really, empower each other, empower yourself, believe you actually have the ability to be a strong and dominant person, and don't talk shit about other women.
Please, that is number one.
Women.
Shut the
number
fuck up, you guys. You have no idea how stupid you look. Just be quiet.
I don't
want to
see
if
this
somebody
shit.
Bugs
I don't
you,
to, seriously.
Don't say
don't
anything.
Follow them.
Just
you know
let it
great?
Go.
You know it's like magic.
Click.
It's
block.
It's amazing
bye-bye.
What happens. Yeah. Just stop. Stop letting negativity rule your life. If somebody doesn't like you, that's cool. Let them not like you far, far away where they don't matter because they didn't matter
yeah.
to begin with. And
but don't respond. Don't get sucked into someone else's crap.
Yeah. Don't do that. Stop.
And that goes
and
on
yes,
a lot in our
Brandy,
particular
Brandy
genre
Bella.
Of
Thank
the
you,
world.
Thank you, Brandy Bella. Stop
what
shaming
those
other women.
Nattering nabobs
That's right.
of negativity. I'm an alliteration.
Stop shame.
We should be spreading
That's
joy.
The thing.
Spread joy.
Spread joy, not shame. We have to support each other in order to, if you want people to recognize their own strength, you really have to call your homeboys, butt kiss. Call your homeboys
and it doesn't make
kiss.
You look dominant when you attack other women, by the way.
It,
it actually
doesn't.
Makes,
it makes
you look,
look
very,
like a,
very
it
weak.
Makes you, it makes you look like somebody I'm going to mute. And then once you're muted and I go back later on and you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to follow her because she's
oh,
so
no,
awesome. I'm going to be all like, no, because I needed you because you were an ignorant, dumb shit. Butt kiss. Send me $500 and shut up.
Good luck.
The mute
Lushes,
look, an expression nobody wants
say?
To have.
Oh, what?
My. Who's talking?
Luscious is going to give us some final words. Taffophile's all jugged out
Jerry.
On NyQuil here. She's all freaking out here.
I am not on NyQuil. I am completely, completely coherent right now. And Tannis can vouch for me. A million.
I realize Tannis can vouch for you, but at the same time, you're just going crazy. Now, let lovely Luscious say some words here now.
I think what I would like to say, is that what it all boils down to is that we all have different ideas of what feminism is. We all have a little bit of a different idea of what female supremacy is. But one thing that we all agree on is that we all need to be respectful of each other. If you can do that, then, you know, you're going to be more successful in everything that you do. And instead of focusing on all the differences, we should just kind of focus on what we're all here for, which is to basically feed our own egos in one way or another, whether it's the submissive side or it's the dominant side.
Holla.
So,
I like that.
And
lady.
I dropped the mic. I'm out.
Don't leave. It was so much fun to talk.
Well, I want to thank both of you guys for being here. Thank you, Ryan. I'm going to say goodbye to Ryan right now. Goodbye, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
And
Ryan.
Goodbye to you two ladies. Thank you very much for being on the show.
It was fun.
Thank
Bye. Thanks for having
you.
Me.
Oh, wait, before you go. No, wait. Before you go, if anyone wants
oh.
to serve these lovely ladies, because we do have some submissive gentlemen listening in, Taffophile, how do they find you?
I'm on Twitter. Yeah, I have a website. It's my name.com. Miss_Taffophile.
And tell everybody what a taffophile is, because we have a lot of people that are kind of stupid.
I know. I'm a mystery. A taffophile is someone who enjoys cemeteries, graveyards, tombstones, I'm not going to hold my breath, butt kiss, and, you know, other various things to do with death. So I've actually kind of, I just kind of like a death nerd. That sums it up.
Okay.
Thanks, Home.
Cool.
Thanks, butt kiss.
Now, Luscious, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm not really active there very much. I do check my direct messages, though. That is at the Miss Luscious. Of course, that's M-S, not M-I-S-S, because I'm a queen, not a princess. And then, of course, I'm always on Findom. Mr. Luscious.
And that's findom.com, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Findom.com, for those of you who want to go over there.
Check it out.
Well, thank you, ladies, very much for being on the show. I'm going to say goodbye now. Goodbye, you guys.
Bye-bye, Dr. Bye.
Bye. How are we doing? Can you hear me? Yay. Thank you very much to my guests, Mistress Luscious and Miss Staphophile. I'm very sorry that Goddess Satine didn't get to be here because we really did want to talk to her. She did have some personal issues with her kids, her BBs. And so hopefully we will get her on another show. I have a quick couple of messages for you guys. If you are a writer or someone you know is, and you'd like to send a submission to our first ever short story collaboration to raise money for the ASPCA, Sir Beast came up with the idea. I thought it sounded like a blast. So we're hoping to get a bunch of short stories together that we are going to compile into an anthology and hopefully publish the book and raise some money for the ASPCA because we all love puppies and kitties. So the best way for you to find out more info on that is to go to inbedwithdrsue.com. And we are not going to keep the name. Don't worry, we're not keeping the name right now. It's tentatively called BDSM Anthology for Animals. But because I had people complaining to me saying that they felt that it was a book about bestiality, hello, you people are pigs, let's not go down that road. We will be changing the name. So it's just up there temporarily as Anthology for Animals. I'll come up with something else. In the meantime, head over to that page. You can go, if you go to inbedwithdrsue.com, on the front page, you'll see a link to BDSM Anthology for Animals. Just click on that, and you will see all the information on submitting your story and what the setting is. The setting is actually in the Serfage Hotel. And if you want to know what Serfage means, S-E-R-F-A-G-E, look it up. Learn a new word. And you'll see what it's all about. And that's, we'd really like to get a whole bunch of stories in. I've had a couple come in, so if Sir Beast is listening, we have had a couple of entries, which is awesome. The other thing I want you guys to know is the next show that's coming up is going to be a live show. It's in February. It's going to be called Suffering in Silence. I'm going to be joined by Ms. Taphophile again and by Toxic Goddess. And we are going to be discussing the stigma attached to not only just our industry, if you will, but just everyone in general on such diseases as lupus, fibromyalgia, MS, Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, menopause. Yeah, menopause. I'm going to throw that in there. The reason being, there are a lot. I was shocked when I got sick in the summer how many women reached out to me and told me about everything that they are suffering with. And there is a stigma that as a dom, you cannot be weak. So it's going to be a very interesting discussion. We're going to be talking about all the ladies. We're not going to be obviously discussing certain ladies. I mean, there's ladies out there who were nice enough to come to me and confide in private. And, of course, I'm not going to be talking about them. But luckily, we have Toxic Goddess coming on. She has lupus. She is also a medical technician, and she is going to be discussing the stuff that she knows, which is lupus and fibromyalgia. Ms. Taphophile is going to be discussing MS. I have a ton of info on chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, certain viruses. And I just want to see the stigma raised that just because you are dealing with something, it doesn't make you weak. So definitely tune into that one. That's going to be in February. I don't have a date yet, but I will be getting one, and obviously it'll be up on your best bet's always in bed with drsue.com, but you can also go to Twitter. My Twitter is at Dr. Sue, spell out the word doctor. And we also have another show coming up that's going to be really, really, really interesting that you guys are going to have a blast with. I'm working right now on getting a show together on the xenomorph fetish. And we're going to be discussing aliens, UFOs. Luckily, we have a former MUFON, which is the Mutual UFO Network, investigator who's going to be coming on. We're going to be discussing xenomorph and many other things. I'm also hoping to get a xenomorph sex toy provider on the show as well. So it's going to be really, really interesting. So be sure to stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen. So hit up InBedWithDrSue.com or hit me up on Twitter. It's where everything's going on. So until next time, this is me saying to you, the purpose of life is to be happy. So just do it. Good night.